Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. And we're so thankful to God that he's given us another opportunity to glorify his name. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we so thank you. We honor you and we praise you, God, for showing up and showing out once more and again. Lord, we thank you, Father, because we seek your face. Yes, we're seeking your face this morning, oh God, to show us and direct us in what you will have us to do. We thank you for this call continuously going forth, Lord God, even in its sixth year. We thank you for the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robertson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We glorify you, Father, for enabling them, the Father, to carry this call day by day. We thank you, Lord God, for the people that are on this call, Lord God, that seeking your face early in the morning, looking to you, Father, the author and finisher of our faith. We know, Father, you will show yourself mighty. We thank you, Lord God, for the speaker that's going to speak this morning, Lord God. We call, Father, that you your rhema word will show up, Lord God, and that our hearts and our minds and our spirits will receive what you will have for us this morning. Anoint the speaker, Lord God, like never before. We thank you, Father, for a double portion. We glorify you, Father, because with you all things are possible. We thank you, Father God, that you said when two or three come together, touching and agreeing on anything, you're in the midst. And we are glorifying you, Father, hallelujah, that you're having your way this morning and that we are speaking to the atmosphere. Say, all is clear, God is reigning, and we are receiving. And we thank you, Lord God, that it's done not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit. Thank you for Artists International, Artist Life. We ask that you show yourself mighty through that company, Lord God, and all that are concerned, Father, and all that are apart. We thank you, Lord God, that you're having your way, and we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in all things. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn it over to our host, our lovely host this morning. Host, are you there? Host, are you there? Praise God, praise God.
Benita, unmute yourself. You're unmuted on the board.
I think she's not able to do it. Can you unmute Minister Willa? I don't know if she's still on. If not, I could carry it on.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Dr. Vanessa, and for technology when people know how it works. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Minister Willa, and I greet you with this new iOS system that I have on my phone that I have not quite figured out how to use properly. But I do thank you so much for joining us this morning. So on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts, whom we affectionately call our Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we just love to call our Mother Eagle, we greet you this morning. Well, we're just so excited that you decided to start your day off with us here on the Master's Call, where we can just get a rich word from the Lord as we go out and start our day. Now, the Master's Call, as you heard Minister Brenda say, Minister Brenda, thank you so much for greeting the people of God this morning and for that dynamic, powerful prayer that you gave us, and also for our tagline. As I was saying, this call was founded over 6 years ago. We are just so excited for how God has blessed us to be here together. And we do have a mission statement, and that mission statement can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord." And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. We also have a theme for 2016 because Dr. Vanessa always gives us a theme, and we have lived out this theme through from January to now, and it is in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. And not only did he give her that, but we also have a powerful statement that we follow, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. Now, I know you're going to want to hear the playback of today's call. So just in case you don't get it in its entirety, because some people have to jump off the line, or for those who weren't able to make it today, you can post this on your Facebook page so that those who want to hear the playback can go back and hear today's message. And that number is 712 432 1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Now, to hear all the messages that we have had since the inception of this call, and that is such a blessing to be able to go back and pull up just a whole buffet of words from the Lord that have been placed on our heart, you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And I will guarantee you there is a word from the Lord that you will love to, that will empower you as you go throughout your day. As you know, we are a place of prayer. And as you also know, on Fridays, we reserve Fridays to hear your prayer requests and to hear your praise reports. But should there be anything that we need to pray for you, for and with you about, please send that in, that to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net, and we will be praying for you because we know the Word of God says the prayers of one can send 1,000 to flight and the prayers of two, 10,000. So we just look forward to getting those prayer requests and also your praise reports. And we are not an elitist club. We welcome you. If the Lord has been tugging on your heart to be a greeter, as you so heard our Minister Brenda, who is our prayer general, do, or if you want to host, as you hear me doing right now, or if the Lord has put a word down in you that you just have to, just can't contain it, just want to get it out there and share with us, you can send an email to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And I guarantee you, Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will get in contact with you. So we are so excited because, as you know, all roads are leading to the L.A. Airport Sheraton for the L.A. Artist Life Extravaganza, and that's going to be from February 17th through the 19th, and you can, that's $99 per person, just $99 to register, and you can go to your back office to reserve that place for you. Now, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And today is Tuesday, so Artist Life Platinum President Anastasia Lewis will be bringing the message to you today. So you want to be sure to go there to hear that to enhance and grow your business. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 294-617-POUND. And I would be remiss if I did not say that the whole reason why we are all here together is because of the dynamic leadership of Papa Diaz de Leon. He started this company over 25 years ago, and God has blessed it and has just enriched it, and that is why we are here on this very call this morning. So we thank God so much for Papa Diaz de Leon. Now, without further ado, I am going to go on and introduce our speaker this morning, and as Minister Brenda says, she's a little piece of leather, but she sure is well put together, and that is none other than our Honorable Cynthia Cox, who I like to call my beloved directional sister. Well, Honorable Cynthia Cox entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member. In 2008, Cynthia Cox was elected as the 17th AD Assembly District Leader and has held her position for the past 7 years. Minister Cynthia serves as the DC 37 Union member and a board member at a number of charities and business groups. As an active NAACP Bronx branch member and New York State chaplain, Minister Cynthia focuses on advocating for families within the 79th District
on issues of social services and economic needs with her goal of implementing self-efficiency. In addition to her advocacy positions, Minister Cynthia sings gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill and is the floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur. Honorable Cox holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the NYPD's Citizens Police. Minister Cox is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship program. And I know her as my sister and my friend, who is always on the move, and who is not only on the move in her professional career, but who is always on the move advancing the kingdom of God. So now I present to some and introduce to others our very own Minister Cynthia Cox, my beloved directional sister. Are you there?
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Cynthia. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Warner. You are awesome. I am so excited. Every time I hear that, I begin to just smile. Good morning, and happy Tuesday to my TNC family and guests. Before I start, I want to thank God. And first and foremost, I want to thank God for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life today. And I thank you for this opportunity. I don't take it lightly. Just want to thank Ms. Brenda for her tag and prayer this morning, and thank you, Mr. Willard. It just makes me smile to hear you say that. It just tickled my heart. So I thank you, and I love all you guys. Well, and you know, this morning it's just that I thank Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for this 6 years of the TMC call. You know, I and the prayer warriors, we all together, and that's a beautiful thing, because I think that when in the morning when you start off with prayer, your day is totally, you know, you like cranking up your car. You got to start the car, and this is what I think about when we're here, we're doing the TMC call. I just thank God for this. I'm not going to be before you long, but I just want to say thank you so much for this opportunity, and don't look at me, just do what I'm saying out of my heart. I just thank God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for a miracle working God. His love never quits. Praise the Lord. God is good. He is good all the time. And I just want to thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let everyone say amen, amen. This morning, my subject is the power of God's word. The power of God's word is so awesome. The secret to a truly blessed and joyful life, read from Psalms 119, verse 1 through 8. I am not going to read all of the sake of time, just going to just say some things about that. Be a person of integrity, live above and be blameless. By obeying God's word as you walk through each day, amen, by seeking God's word with all your heart, not half, but all your heart, but not compromising with evil, not even anyway. Be by being careful and diligent to obey God's one word fully. We have to be able to understand that there's a God up there. He's just high and low. I just had, you know, coming through that, I didn't want to talk about our election. It was like, it was really tough on me, but, you know, I just kept praying and kept listening, kept moving forward, and now I can move on. I just had to get away from all of that. I'm just going to read some of the scriptures out of Psalm 119, 1 through 8. I'm going to let them read a lack of time. I'm just going to give you some highlights. Number one, I am just going to read a few of them. Blessed are the unfouled in the way who walk in the law of the land. Blessed are that they keep his testimony and that seek him with all wholehearted. They also do not inquire, and that they walk with him. Thou hast commanded us to keep us perception diligently. Yeah, so just saying a few things here, because God is good. He's good all the time. He's not sometime. He's always on time. The secret of this truly blessed is the joy of life. Many people speak of being blessed without truly understanding what that means. Amen? When they say that they are blessed or that something is good in their lives and is blessing, most people connect the blessing with God to recognize that the good things in our lives is coming from God. He certainly is the right and proper for us. Every good and perfect gift is from the above. Amen, amen. Read from James 1, that's James 1 and 17. You can read it in the New Testament. You can read upon that. Then again, every person is blessed by God in some degree. Scripture says that Scripture teaches God is good. He's good to be good. He's good all the time, not sometimes. He's good all the time. But evildoers, reading on Matthew 5 and verse 45, every individual has received good gifts from the Lord. Amen? I often say I love to say the word. I share everything God has given me. It's just everything that he shared with me. I mean, just going away just last week to be there away in South Carolina, it was a rest, it was a blessing, and it was just peaceful. Nothing, everything there is very peaceful, and I just thank God. I didn't go to the beach, but I was there just to be away from the rat race of New York City. God's words begin with by revealing God's word. It is alone. It is the foundation of blessed life. We must walk consistently to obey God's word if we are going to wish that we live a blessed life and a joyful life. The secret is to truly blessed is to be joyful. Joyful, joyful, joy, joy. I love the word joy. And a person with integrity. Because one thing I can say, but if you don't have integrity, we can see that right here in this situation where we was at, there was no integrity, but we moved forward. We have to pick up the pieces, and everyone that you speak with has the same mindset. I love, oh, my God, I don't care if you talk to who you're for. Everybody's pretty much saying the same thing. So I said, then I know there's a God there, because we have to understand that he don't make no mistake. Things happen for a reason, for us to really pay attention to what's going on here in this world, because we take things for granted, and we don't think that he has, sometimes he has to, like, wake us up and let us understand that he's in control. He's the one that, you know, giving us all our blessings, but we think that we're getting a blessing. No, we have to wait a minute. We have to understand there is a God. He's this high and he looks low. Speaking about something that we carefully examine and find that there's no fault. Bible states that the blameless is people of integrity who live above reproaching. The Psalms proceed to highlight four keys to living in a blameless life. By certainly obeying God's word as one of them, and walking with him each day, amen. First people first. We live above and reapproach obeying God's word all day, every day, regardless of the circumstance, blameless life. The fruit of living according to God's word, law, and keeping his testimony on the statute. Seeking God's word with all your heart is so important. Oh, God, I can't say how important it is to me, to you, and to your family. Just seeking God. A blameless seeking God is with all that in your heart that seeks him wholeheartedly and sincerely. With full intention of doing what he says. We do not walk according to the counsel of the ungodly, Psalms 1 and 1. Instead, when we need direction, like she said, my directional sister, they do go to the Lord in prayer and to his word. Then he says, oh Lord, help me. God, give me the strength to go on. By most compromising with evil, not of any way. Verse 3, a life above reapproach comes from compromising with evil in any way, shape, or form. The people of integrity do not follow the way of example of a sinner or those who are scorned for God's truth. They say They say, always from people who disobey God's words, who mock everything that he holds is holds, and say they walk steadfast in God's way. We, too, the path of righteousness as a map. Two on the top of the map of God's holy word. They refuse to turn from the path to do anything that's wrong in Proverbs 4:6-27. Amen. So you can read that at a time, you know, just go because of a lack of time we don't have here. So I'm just thanking God. Praying. We have to pray. We have to stay prayed up. We have to stay prayed up because without God, there is nothing in our not going on. Because of all the things that I hear in this world, we have to be understand that he is in control at all times by being careful and diligent to obey God's word fully. I just thank God every day when I wake up. I just get on my knees because there's nothing like understanding that God is here. No matter what, there's always something that's going to distract you from knowing what you're doing. The person above, the fourth thing is the blameless life is a full and living, complete obedience of God's word. The person above teaches and keeps us, Lord, command and diligence, with all of our, his obeying God in Deuteronomy 6:5 says, particularly disobedience is not because of ridicule. We must be careful and diligent to obey God's word at all times, at all approaches, no matter what, no matter what's going on in our lives. There is always something going to be coming at us, distracting us from trying to be in God's word and doing what he asked us to do. Because I thank God for me going to NYTS because I had no idea. I said why I was there. God already knew before I did why I was there, to go and be a light to someone, because as I walk this path and see what God is doing, he might not come when you want to, but he's right on time. And I know that for a fact. I had seen it happen to me. I just didn't understand. Sometimes you have to sit back and rest, give yourself some time just to see what God has for us and what he's doing for us, because, I mean, he makes no mistakes. We are also, I mean, you know, like I was kind of like I'm kind of upset that out of shape, but as I listened to other individuals at the time, they said let it go, let God, because I listened to Dr. Beth Weatherspoon and her ministry yesterday. I said, you know, I just keep me moving forward, because sometimes you sit and you get emotional. You say, Lord, what is going on? But you can't. It's nothing you can do but just say, understand that we need to understand that we need to. When it's time to participate in our political arena, please do what is asked of us, and that we may not be feeling sorry or bad or think that we got stabbed or whatever the case may be. We need to understand there's a God of faith. In closing, obey God's word daily, seeking God's whole heart, and thanking God for each and everything that comes in our lives, and we have to stay prayed up at all times. Okay, I just want to say thank you. And let us go out today and be a blessing to someone. Pray for someone today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Back to you, Hope.
Praise the Lord, Minister Cynthia. And thank you so much for that powerful word, the power of God's word. You gave us 4 points, obeying God's word daily. Seek God's word with all our heart and soul. And thank God and stay prayed up, and we have to live a blameless life. So thank you so much for putting that on our spirits this morning, and we will carry it with us throughout the day. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our King, our Confidant, our Savior, our all in all, we come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving. We come to you with humble hearts, bowing down before you. Father, we ask that you, first of all, forgive us of all of our sins, the big ones and the little ones, and help us to be like you in everything we do and say. Father, we ask that you continue to bless Minister Cynthia. Thank you so much for the powerful words she gave us this morning. Now, Lord, we ask that you just continue to fill her up so that she will be able to share your word with others. Father, whatever she does today, we just ask that you direct her, be that lamp unto her feet and the light unto her path. Father, we thank you so much for Dr. P.K. Roberts, for for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and for the DH De Leon family. Lord, you know what they stand in need of today, and so we ask that you will just take it, Lord, and work with it, and just bring out the best in everything that they do. Father, and we lift up our dear Mama Josie. We thank you so much, Lord, for taking care of her and for the life that you have given her. We lift up and thank you, Lord, for Rocky and his improvement. Oh, God, nobody but you could bring Rocky, Candy, and Shar's nephew through what he has gone through. We rejoice. Lord, we thank you for keeping Dr. P.K. Roberts through the tornado, Lord, and all of those who are affected by it. Father, be everything they need you to be for them during this time. Lord, we just thank you for taking care of Mother Vivian, our dear Minister Benita's mom. Lord, you said that everything that has a name has to bow to you. And so we are thanking you, Lord, for healing in Jesus' name. Father, I lift up Kendra Carter. I lift up all those who have experienced some type of illness. Father, we thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we are healed. We lift up those who have suffered the homegoing of loved ones during this holiday season. Lord, we just ask that you be real to them at this time. Be everything they need, and we bind depression in the name of Jesus and loose the joy of the Lord, because that is their strength. Now, Lord, we give you praise, and we thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. We thank you for each and every family member who has joined us today. You know what they stand in need of, Lord, and we seek you. We seek your face, Lord, and thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we have some more announcements, but first of all, I know you're going to want to go back and hear that wonderful message that Minister Cynthia gave us this morning. And to do so, you can go to the playback at 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Remember, you can go to your back office and get registered for the Artist Life Extravaganza that's going to be in L.A. Remember, it's only $99, so that's something you're going to want to take care of. And join us on the New Morning Motivational Call right after this call at 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, Minister Brenda, thank you so much for greeting our family members this morning and for the powerful prayer. Minister Cynthia, thank you so much for the word that you brought to us. And my dear beloved family, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And as I always say, sincerely, from my heart to yours, I love me some you. Minister Cynthia, will you please come and give us our benediction?
Hey, thank you so much. Go out and be with the day. Wherefore, beloved, meet, seek that you may look for such a thing. Be diligent that we may found him in peace without spot or blame. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Have a beautiful day, everyone.